Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM Talk. Welcome, everybody. It is Monday, and we're in Southern California. And real quickly, before we start, there are a lot of deals out there now because the economy sucks. So whether you're looking for a hotel, whether you're looking for airfare to get somewhere for Thanksgiving, perhaps between Thanksgiving and Christmas, you're not going to believe this airfare I'm about to read to you. An off-peak round-trip ticket from Los Angeles International Airport to Honolulu on Delta Airlines was selling last week for $244. Round-trip, $244, $122 one way to Hawaii. So check out, if you want to get somewhere and enjoy yourself, I think you can get on these planes now for next to nothing. I'm flying up to Seattle for Thanksgiving week, and if you book yourself on Virgin America, that's that new airline that flies to a couple of cities, San Francisco, Vegas, Seattle, New York, Washington. If you book a flight, I'm not sure what it is now, but the flights last week were $69 one way from Los Angeles International Airport to Seattle Airport. Seattle Tacoma, I believe is what it's called up there. Anyway, $69 for one-way ticket. You can't drive there for $69. It's unbelievable. All right, I was reading the LA Times. Not that I subscribe to it anymore, but it sits around the office, so I glanced over at it. And, yeah, it started to irritate me the first time I picked it up for two reasons. If you look at the California section, which is Section B as in boy, Monday, November 10th, 2008, LA Times. It says here, governor backs gay marriage. Schwarzenegger voices his hope that Proposition 8 will be overturned by courts as crowds continue to protest. And then it goes on to talk about Governor Schwarzenegger, and he says it's unfortunate, obviously this is not the end, Schwarzenegger said in an interview on CNN. I think that we will again maybe undo that if the court is willing to do that and then move forward from there and begin to lead again in that area. With his favorable comments toward gay marriage, the governor's thinking appears to have evolved on this issue. So the people out there, the majority of the people, according to the LA Times, the majority of the people who voted yes, on Proposition 8, you have not evolved. The governor has evolved, and the rest of you out there, you voted yes on 8. You people, according to the LA Times, are cavemen. You have not evolved at all. How dare you people out there? You know, the LA Times wants you to evolve. But how about that? With his favorable comments, and this is not in a commentary section. This is not an opinion. This is within the body of the article by Michael Rothfeld and Tony Barboza. Tony Barboza sounds like a baseball player. And now batting for the Los Angeles Dodgers, Tony Barboza. They said you haven't evolved. You have not evolved at all. With his favorable comments towards gay marriage, the governor's thinking appears to have evolved. You? Voted yes on 8? No evolvement. The governor? He's evolved. People voted no on Proposition 8 and voted for gay marriage. You people have evolved. The people who have voted yes on Proposition 8? Cavemen. Cavewomen. Morons. Juveniles. And dummies. You people have not evolved. According to the LA Times, you people are throwbacks. You belong in another century, perhaps on another planet, because you people have not evolved. And then the article, it's right next to it, by George Skelton, who, you know, never met a tax he didn't like. He says he finally said it about the governor. I saw him, heard his own words. Governor Schwarzenegger acknowledge that Sacramento's problem is not overspending. The problem is the state isn't collecting enough taxes. So when you go from a budget of $70 billion when he started, and now it's $100 billion, that's not overspending. The problem is we don't have enough taxes. So George Skelton is either misleading people in the LA Times or he's lying to everybody. And I like to think it's lying to people because there is a big, you know, spending issue up in Sacramento. So these articles, they're right next to each other on the California section. One of them says, if you voted yes on 8, you have not evolved. And the second one is that there's no spending issue. There's no spending problem in Sacramento. It's just a tax problem. And if Governor Schwarzenegger has his way, your sales tax in the city of Los Angeles, I believe it's going to go up to 10.25, 10 and a quarter or 10 and a half. I think it's 10 and a quarter. So if you go out and buy yourself let's say you buy yourself a nice camera that's $1,000, you know, maybe like a Canon or a Nikon or one of those really fancy cameras that's $1,000, you're going to have to spend $100 additional in taxes. $100 additional in taxes for that camera. It's amazing. And the LA Times, man, I don't know how they stay in business down there. If you voted yes on Proposition 8, you haven't evolved, which is a major insult to everybody who voted yes on Proposition 8. And then the next article, lying about the state of California, doesn't have a spending problem. It just doesn't have enough money from your taxes. And your taxes are going to go up. And my taxes are going to go up. And it sucks because Los Angeles, if you drive around L.A. County and L.A. City, I was driving on Wilshire between Western and Highland the other day, and it felt like I was on an off-road vehicle course somewhere in Baja, California, especially the right lane where all the buses travel. It's chewed up the pavement, and I'm consciously aware now of driving around Los Angeles, L.A. County, and L.A. City. Remember back in the 70s and 80s, for people who are old enough to remember this, when you drove around, if you hit a pothole, you were amazed. You're like, whoa, wait a minute, a pothole in Los Angeles? How'd that happen? And now you drive around, and everybody is constantly looking for them now. I drive to work, that's all I do. I don't look at the traffic, I don't look at the billboards, I don't look at any of the chicks walking up and down the street. I'm just concentrating on when my car is going to slam into another hole that's 7-8 inches deep and either throw my alignment out or pop a tire. It's unbelievable. But according to the LA Times, there's no spending problem, just a tax problem. All right, Governor Schwarzenegger, again, I apologize for voting for this man for governor. He's been a major, major disappointment to myself as well as, a lot of Republicans out there. The guy wants more taxes. He's now hoping that Proposition 8 is fought in court, which, again, if it's overturned, fine by me. But that's not a real Republican angle on things, to fight things through the court. It's the voters get the say. And it's always been, the Democrats who have fought legislation in court and have overruled the opinion and the will of the public. And it's just a mess. It's a mess here in California. I mean, even the Republicans in this state are phonies. All right, but Schwarzenegger is, his wife is a huge, huge Democrat. And he now says that because Obama is president, that he can slide back into that bedroom and enjoy himself again. Listen to what he had to say. I believe it was on CNN. Here we go.
Maria has bragging rights in the House right now. Is that a fair statement?
Oh, I would say so. I think that Maria is gloating now for this last few days, and it's been very tough for me because she's running around the House with a life-size cutout of Obama. You know, we won, Obama won, all of those kind of things.
The turn off that would be if that was true, huh? Well, whoever won, your wife's running around with a cutout of the other guy. Hey, look, we won. Oh, bubble.
The House with a life-size cutout of Obama. You know, we won, Obama won, all of those kind of things. So, but I mean, luckily, I can get back into the bedroom, so that's the big advantage.
Look at that, man. Sliding back into that bedroom.
I can get back into the bedroom, so that's the big advantage.
Jesus Christ. All right. Yeah, that's the guy who evolved on Proposition 8. Nobody else has evolved except the people voted no on Proposition 8. All right, here's the question for you, folks. Obama is now president-elect, and he's your guy. If he was your guy, you voted for him, you campaigned for him, you're glad he's there. That's fine. That's great. That's part of this democracy that we have. But has your life changed at all? Have coworkers been easier to work with? Perhaps your boss isn't a pain in the ass because Obama won? Maybe your wife was an Obama fan and she's happier now, or maybe the husband is happier. But how has your life changed since Obama has become president-elect of the United States of America? Here are the phone numbers. 520-9710. That's 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Now, you just heard that Governor Schwarzenegger can now slide back into that bedroom and enjoy himself again because Obama is president. Has that happened to you? I mean, because I don't sense it. I mean, the people I work with, there are a couple of big Obama supporters. Gina Grad is one of them. Has your life changed at all that Obama's in there now?
I don't know if I'd say it's changed, but the people around me all feel like they're pretty relaxed, pretty happy, excited about this. Yeah.
I don't see it out there.
I think you're just hanging with the wrong crowd.
I don't see it at work either. I know a couple of guys in production were huge Obama fans, and they're, big Democrats, and, God bless them, nice guys. They're good at what they do here. But I don't think that they're happier either. I think that, that this whole thing was sort of a letdown at the end. Like, hey, it's Obama. You got to vote for Obama. Here's a song about him. Here's the shirt, the bumper stickers, the whole campaign. Everybody gets very excited. And then he wins. And I don't see the parties going on. I don't see the excitement over this guy. Everyone seems to have just said, well, yeah, he won. Now back to, misery. But it really is a shame that all of that work and all of that excitement over the last 2 years, built up to the big celebration he won. And then after he gave that big speech in Chicago, I don't see anything. I don't see any of these guys, celebrating or enjoying themselves. Are you guys waiting until January to do this? Or has this been a major letdown? I don't know I know the people I work with here at CBS Radio, the people who were, who were thrilled that Obama won, were thrilled for about 8 seconds. And then back to, cutting budgets and getting pissed at people. All right, let's talk to Mark here in Pasadena. You're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
All right, how you doing?
All right.
Well, I've noticed, I'm not going to say where I work, but I've noticed a lot of people, a lot of racists are coming out of the woodwork now that Obama's been elected.
Yeah, I have noticed that as well. I noticed that a lot of people are, you hear a lot more racist comments. And also you get a lot of, things on the internet. You just cruise around the internet and you come across like a cartoon somebody has drawn about him. And, I didn't see a lot of that during the campaign, but now since he won, it's the people are going crazy.
Well, it's sad. People that you respected and you thought you really knew, now they're turning out to be these bigots, and it's unfortunate.
Yeah.
I don't know.
No, I understand. You see it mostly in Pasadena?
Well, actually, I work in West Covina, but I live in Pasadena. But some of the coworkers I work with have turned out to be these, I don't know, it just sucks.
See, I would say that Pasadena probably is not as racist as as other cities around, because Pasadena is a pretty mixed group of people there. When I drove through Pasadena, I went to a wedding last week, and I drove through Pasadena and then South Pasadena. I didn't see any yes on proposition banners in people's yards.
Right.
But I did see a lot of no on 8 up there.
Yeah.
All right, Bubba, thank you for calling. Has your life changed because Obama has become president of the United States, or president-elect, and he will soon be sworn into office in January and then off to the races? Let's talk to Kevin in Sherman Oaks. You're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hey, what's going on, man?
Hey, any changes out there?
Yes. 3 days after Obama was elected, my movie that was put on hold, the money was finally released.
Fantastic.
3 days later, absolutely.
You wrote the movie?
No, I'm directing this one.
Directing, okay. What's the budget on it? Big budget?
It's in the middle, million.
That's pretty cool. Can you tell us what it's about?
It's a college comedy. It's called Sweet Party, and it's about these guys who are running for... It's actually kind of a political movie, which is actually kind of funny.
Right.
These guys who are running against the most popular party in the college on a whole different agenda. I guess kind of mirroring, Democrats and Republicans and all that stuff.
And do you think that because Obama won, perhaps it pushed the money or made it a little easier for them to finance it?
Absolutely. When Obama was elected, it gave something that people haven't had in decades, and that was hope. Hope for a whole new thing. And I understand, listen, I'm an independent myself, so I don't vote across party lines. Not always Democrat.
Right.
But you have to admit, I know you voted for McCain, but...
Actually, to tell you the truth, I didn't vote for McCain, but go ahead.
Oh, you voted for Nader?
No, I didn't vote for Nader.
I'm kidding.
I voted for Obama.
That Uncle Tom? No.
hey, the reason why I voted for him, he wasn't my candidate, but I asked the audience who they wanted me to vote for, and they said overwhelmingly Obama, so I gave the vote to the audience.
Oh, well, that is probably the worst reason I've ever heard in my life.
Thank you very much. But it doesn't matter out here,
Yeah. But you have to admit, though, Obama represents something, and not because of the race, but because, how nice is it to have someone who's educated? You know what I mean? Who can speak? Who can put thoughts together? This is a whole new era, and there's probably some things that you don't like, about maybe it's politics. But once you move past that, you have to admit it's so much better than Bush. Correct?
I don't admit that at all. We haven't seen him yet. He hasn't been in office for one day, and people are starting. I read online today that people want to have a holiday for this guy. Even before he becomes president.
Jesus Christ.
Well, you want to know why? Because of
you know what, I saw on CNN last night? I saw on CNN last night, and this almost made me throw up. I had that thing where I threw up my mouth, and then I swallowed it back again. When you can't use that term on the radio?
You got to go J.O. session.
Oh, get out of here. I've heard that term on the radio forever.
No, you can't say that.
All right. Well, I'll clean it up then. But I saw Larry King, and last night he was going to do an hour special, The Best of the Obamas. The Best of the Obamas. Now, you think if McCain won, he'd do the best of the McCains? There's not a chance in hell.
Whoa.
But it was, over at CNN, it's just a big J.O. session.
It was harder for her than for you.
How about that? Can I get away with that?
I think we're cool now.
Mm-hmm. But let's wait till the guy's president. Before we have, make a national holiday for the guy. Jesus Christ. Let's talk to Peter in Burbank. You're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Excuse me. I didn't mean to say that.
All right. Hold on one second. Peter in Burbank. You're on the air.
Yeah. Hey, I was working in a bar on Saturday night, and I had about five African-American people walk up to me and go, "Hey, guess who the president is?"
Right.
And then they said
as if
that
you didn't know?
Exactly. And they were, trying to test me to see if I was going to pose them or not. And I said, "No, I'm really happy. I'm as happy as you are." And they said, "Monday, we're going to paint the White House black."
Hmm. All right, man.
And I said,
"They're physically going to go do that?"
Yeah, apparently.
Right.
You go, dog.
All right.
But no, people have been happy. And it's more people talking about it, and I think it's a good thing, and I find everyone relaxed. So, to me, it's all good.
Yeah.
All right.
All right, excellent. Well, I'm glad that, that the people are, and I hope that happens. Christ only knows, I'd hate to have everybody, pissed off over it. But this thing, after 2 years and, change, let's do it, let's make some change. And I thought we were going to see something significant in the mood of people here in Southern California. And especially in Los Angeles, you still get the horns. You can still get people flipping you off. Everybody's still as pissed off as they always were.
Doesn't matter.
All right, here are the phone numbers. According to Arnold Schwarzenegger, this guy's now getting a little tail now because Obama's in there. Have you seen it in your workplace, perhaps at home, maybe with your friends? that your life has changed or somebody's life has changed? Somebody's gotten better because Obama's president or president-elect? Here are the phone numbers. 520-9710. That's 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM Talk.
Maria has bragging rights in the house right now. Is that a fair statement?
Oh, I would say so. I think that Maria is gloating now for this last few days, and it's been very tough for me. She's running around the house with a cutout, a life-size cutout of Obama. You know, we won, Obama won, Obama, you know, all of those kind of things. So, but I mean, luckily, I can get back into the bedroom, so that's the big advantage.
Everybody, it is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM Talk. According to Arnold Schwarzenegger, he's getting a little in the bedroom now because Obama is president.
Maria has bragging rights in the house right now. Is that a fair statement?
Oh, I would say so. I think that Maria is gloating now for this last few days, and it's been very tough for me because she's running around the house with a cutout, a life-size cutout of Obama. You know, we won, Obama won, Obama, you know, all of those kind of things. So, but I mean, luckily, I can get back into the bedroom, so that's the big advantage.
Look at that. Getting a little of that tail now that Obama's president. Hey, it worked out for him, huh? All right, has your workplace changed, your personal life changed now that Obama is the president-elect? And there are a lot of people who have called up and said, yeah, a little bit more relaxed out there. And maybe it hasn't been, you know, as obvious to some people. But I guarantee if McCain became president, it would have been a living hell in this town. There would have been so much anger and depression and animosity. It'd be tough to live here. Danielle, in Paris, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hi, Tim. How are you doing?
All right.
Hi, I just wanted to say I heard the beginning of the show how the LA Times call is unevolved.
Yes.
And I just found it a little funny that they're so evolved to vote yes on no, but they still don't allow creation in school or anything, you know. It's the Big Bang Theory and that's it. They don't, in seventh grade, a girl got taken out of school because she had a Bible in class and it offended the other kids. So I'm
Danielle, here's something. We got an echo there, so I'm going to put you on hold. But here's how to handle the situation. Every time you see an LA Times, walk past it and don't pick it up. That will improve your life by 10 to 15% immediately. Don't pick it up, don't read it, and ignore it. And your life will improve. Let's talk to Omar. In, I don't know where Omar is. San Gabriel, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hey, I'm pretty good. How are you doing?
All right. Well, any improvements out there?
Yeah, just out here recruiting. Well, I was the other day, you know, I walk around campuses, talk to all the kids and everything. You know, they talk about how much, you know, before the election, they were like, oh, it's great, Obama's been elected. I'm like, okay. Then a lot of them are like, oh, I'll join the service then and everything. I'm like, okay, cool. Obama get elected, going to the same kids. I'm like, hey, what's up? Obama's elected, what's going on? They're like, oh, no, same deal, it's not for me. I'm like, oh, you're backlash.
Wait a minute, are you in the Marines?
Yes.
Have you served over in Iraq?
Yes.
Wow, look at you. And what do you do now? Are you a recruiter?
Yes.
And are you getting a lot of people still wanting to sign up and be part of the Marines?
Actually, we do have a fair amount.
Good for you.
We do a fair amount.
How come you got into the Marines? Everyone always has a story on why they did it.
I'll tell you why I joined the Marines. I was in college back in the days in Florida State University. And my mom was like, oh, I'll stay in college, play soccer. And I was like, you know what? I'll show high school. I always want to be a Marine. A recruiter would come around. I see them. The uniform was like awesome. I'm like, man, learning anything.
We can't use that language on the air.
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
I'm like, I'm done with this stuff. I'm going to the Marines, and 8 years later, I'm still here in the Marines, enjoying myself.
How many tours did you have?
I have four tours and one 4RX and one Tuck Jettison.
Jesus Christ, is that right? You saw a lot of action, huh?
I love the thing, though. It's enjoyable.
It must be, though. I mean, for guys like you that really want to get into it, it's, I hate to say, be so callous, but it's now probably the best time for guys like you who are really enthusiastic about it.
It's like this.
I mean, if you did it during the, the 70s or 80s, between like Grenada and, Yugoslavia, when there's a little downtime, you guys would be doing nothing.
It's honestly true. But I'll tell you something right now. Being out here as a recruiter, the best time it is right now to join the military is now, because there's so much opportunities that they have. You know, think about it. The government putting out over $80,000 to go to school in the military. You never heard of such thing.
Right. Hey, when some guy comes in, he wants to be part of the military, I imagine you exclude most of the people.
Mm-hmm.
I imagine, there's probably, 10 to 20% of them actually make it?
Well, for the Marines, before you go to boot camp, we actually give you a little bit of inside training. We hold you over. We don't just ship you off.
Right.
We'll give you a little bit of training and stuff before you go off. So you actually have a base to go on, instead of just going into a shocking world like, oh, I'm here now.
Right.
So we kind of bring you up a little bit to speed before you get there.
Now, are you going to stay in your whole career? Are you going to be a career guy?
Yes, my plan is to do my
good for you
whole 20 years.
Hey, I know a lot of people say this on the radio, but I can't tell you how much me and my family and the people who listen to this radio station honor and respect your decision, and we could never thank you enough.
One thing I'd like to say thanks to everybody, you and your family. And one thing today is also the Marine Corps' 233rd birthday.
Yeah, excellent, man.
The Marine Corps is 233 years of today.
Wow. Look at that. All right, Babu, you go out there and be safe, man.
All right, you take care.
All right, take care of yourself. All right, there he goes, everybody. Look at that guy. Sensible dude in the Marines, kicking ass, enjoying himself. All right, has your life changed because Obama has become president? Let's talk to Andrew in Los Angeles. You're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hey, how you doing, Tim?
Right,
long-time listener, first-time caller.
Thank
hey, check this out. I work for the city of Los Angeles, and I work at one of the most divisive places that you could even imagine, Department of Water and Power.
I was just going to say Department of Water and Power.
Okay, well.
Let me ask you a question, all right?
Okay.
The Department of Water and Power, I'm not a big fan. I'm not a big enemy. I don't really have a bone to pick with them. I think they've done a decent job in getting a lot of people power. And every time the power goes out, it seems like those guys, they're up the pole in winter, in the rain and the wind and, and the earthquakes. They're always up there working their asses off to restore power immediately. So I give them a lot of credit there. But when I drive by, and this might be just something minor that it sort of sticks out, but the home office or the I guess what it is downtown Los Angeles, what is that, the official Department of Water? Is that
called the JFB?
JFB, and what does that stand for?
John Ferraro Office Building. It was named after the late John Ferraro.
Okay, now most of the people in there work for the Department of Water and Power. Is that right?
Everyone there.
And yet, the lights are on all goddamn night.
Jesus Christ.
You're not the only one that says that. Oh, everyone. Okay. We get calls all the time about that.
It's like 4 in the morning and it's lit up like Dodger Stadium.
You're right. Well, produce their own power, so why should they have to pay for it?
Everybody's always effing with my air conditioner, and yet I drive down and I could read a book while I'm driving by that building at 2 a.m.
It is lit up like a Christmas tree, isn't it?
I've never seen anything like that in my life.
You're right. You know what? You're right. That's where I'm at right now.
You would think just because of how big and how lit that building is, that once in a while somebody would turn a light off just to show that they're also trying to save electricity.
No, they produce it, so why should they save it?
That's amazing.
So,
it really is amazing.
Anyway, Kim, check this out. A couple of days after the election, all the people of color are wearing their Obama shirts and everything.
Sure.
And, there are a lot of McCain supporters there at my job. Well, there was this lady hopping on the elevator. It was a whole bunch of people with Obama shirts on. She wouldn't hop on. She was scared. She thought she was going to get mugged.
Well, it's the one time where my mom had to go down there and pay her bill. I apologize for that.
So, yeah, it's amazing what's going on right now.
Is that the reason she didn't get on the elevator, though?
Yeah, she says, I'm not hopping on the elevator. I'm scared. We started laughing at her.
That's
pretty funny to me.
Hey, real quickly, are prices of energy going to go up soon?
No.
No. Going to stay where we are?
No. You know, the Department of Water and Power, they're the lowest in the land. Good. So they're not going up. I don't think so.
Excellent. All right, man. You guys really do a kick-ass job. And every time there is an emergency, you guys are on the case pretty quickly.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
That's why we're number one.
Yeah. All right. Keep up the good work.
Thanks, Tim.
Hey, hold on one sec. We're going to give you, since you enjoy laughing so much, we're going to give you a pair of tickets to see Sarah Silverman downtown, the brand new Nokia Theater.
Outstanding.
Thank you. Club Nokia. Hold on. All right. We'll send those to you.
All right.
All right. It's November 21st. Get your tickets at Ticketmaster.com. And that's Sarah Silverman. Very funny. Look at that. All right, Andrew, please. Dave and Whittier, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hey, how are you doing today?
All right, man.
First of all, man, you know, this guy from the Department of Water and Power,
yeah,
he was pretty funny because...
Well, you know what? I also think that, and again, God bless him, and if I worked for the Department of Water and Power, too, I'd be high as a kite all day long.
But
I'm not sure he was, but...
You're not supposed to say it on the air, are you? So, anyways...
Wait a minute, you're not supposed to say what on the air?
You'd be high as a kite.
Oh, listen, I feel like getting high here every night. I can't imagine, you know, working in that building with all those lights and, you know, having that kind of job and not smoking weed before I work.
I'll be high as a kite. We'll see how it goes.
All right, what's going on with you?
So, anyways, you know, I think you guys are, you know, I'll tell you the truth. I mean, I'm not really prejudiced or anything, but,
right.
You know, I mean, Obama won.
Right.
And he's a president. He's not the president quite yet.
Right.
And we got to give him a chance.
Hey, listen, I'll give the guy, you know, would you say like maybe a year or 2 years before people start in on him?
Oh, well. You know,
100 days?
I think, yeah, 100 days sounds good.
All right, 100 days. I'll give you that.
You know, but...
Actually, you know what? I'll give him a little longer.
That I got is we were talking about him, and, you know, the thing was is that he hasn't even been inaugurated, and then everybody's already trying to judge him.
Wait, he hasn't been
what? You know, it's like, you know, okay, so what? He won. He's the president.
Wait, he hasn't been what yet?
Inaugurated.
Oh, I see. Okay.
And then, you know, like, give the guy a chance before you throw him under the bus.
All right. Call me back 100 days after he's president, and we'll see how he's doing.
You got it. Hey,
all right.
By the way.
Yes.
I love your dad, and I love you, too.
Thank you, sir. Thank you very much.
Yeah,
matter of fact, because you said that, we'll give him 200 days.
200 days?
Yeah. All right, because it's tough to get in there and do anything in 100 days, especially with the economy in the toilet. All right, we'll give him 200 days and see how he's doing. And we thank you for calling, buddy. All right, thank you, Dave. Here are the phone numbers. Has your life changed since Obama became president? Is business picked up? Has your boss gotten better? Is he cooler? You work for a chick and she's easier to deal with? Perhaps your wife is giving you a little more tail? Maybe the husband's not hitting the kids as often? What's going on out there? Here are the phone numbers. 520-9710. And 888-520-9710. Colonel Arnold Schwarzenegger, he's getting more tail. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM Talk.
The house with a cutout, a life-size cutout of Obama. You know, we won, Obama won, Obama, all of those kind of things. So, but I mean, luckily, I can get back into the bedroom, so that's the big advantage.
Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM Talk. I want to thank Lynn Duke for coming in on his off hours. We had a problem with the phones, and he came in on his off time to help us out here. And those guys in engineering don't get enough credit. They only sort of hear them mentioned when things are not going well. And those guys do a kick-ass job here. They got five stations that are on 24 hours a day here, and you can't imagine how much work it is. And all those guys are unbelievable, man. Kicking ass here. Really helping us out. The unsung heroes of this station. All right, has your life changed since Obama became president-elect? Let's talk to Brittany in Riverside. You're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you? You there?
Hello?
Hey, yeah, you're on the air.
Hey, how you doing today?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing all right. I just want to say that I'm 20 years old and soon to be engaged to my boyfriend of, you know, a year or so.
Excellent.
And thank you. And we him and I both voted for McCain. Actually, I voted for Ralph Nader personally, but he voted for McCain, and we both don't like Obama. And I don't like his politics and what he stands for. So we're going to give him a year in office.
Good.
And if we still don't like him, we're moving out of the country. We're actually going to move to Ireland.
Ireland. Have you ever been to Ireland?
I have not. We're actually planning a trip this summer, coming summer, to go there to visit first.
It's beautiful, but you are not going to like the pace.
If anything's better than Obama's presidency, I'll take it.
Sweetheart, listen, you're 20 years old. You're young. It's a knee-jerk reaction. You will regret that move for the rest of your life.
Well, I'll take your advice, but we're going to still check it out. Maybe if it's not Ireland, maybe somewhere else, at least out of here.
Right. Hey, listen, you do have to give the guy some credit, though. I mean,
oh yeah,
you know, we're living in, this might be the greatest feat in the history of the United States, and I'll tell you why. You know, I used to go watch Wayne Gretzky when he played for the L.A. Kings. And I would sit there and watch him and occasionally have, you know, lose the edge, whatever you do it with beer or you smoke, whatever you do. I don't know what you're doing. But I used to sit there and watch Wayne Gretzky play hockey. And I would think to myself, man, this is what my grandfather probably experienced when he saw Babe Ruth play baseball. You know, just the world's greatest athlete is playing hockey for the LA Kings. This guy, Obama, eclipses all of that stuff. If you told me 2 years ago, a guy named Barack Obama, a black guy from Chicago, would beat the Bush and Clinton machine.
What's his name again?
Barack Obama.
What's his name again?
Barack Obama.
Jesus Christ.
And if you would tell me that he would beat the Bush and Clinton machine, he would beat all the Democrats, he'd beat all the Republicans, he would beat talk radio, Sean Hannity, Rush Limbaugh, you know, the whole mix, Fox News, and become president of the United States, I'd say you're crazy. This might go down as the biggest upset and the biggest achievement in the history of this country. And I'm talking about the entire history of this country. Let's talk to David in Los Angeles. You're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hey, what's up, Danny?
Hey,
how you
dude.
Doing? Ah, I love you, man. I just started listening to you about a year ago, and I can't get enough of you.
Thank you, sir. Well, if I ever get fired, I'll come over and do the show from your house. I'll just sit around the living room and do it.
Right on. You're always welcome, man.
Thank you.
Listen, ever since I have a boss, a black boss, and ever since she already had a big head, but ever since Obama is president-elect, right. Her head is just bigger than ever now, man. Oh, man, I can't believe it. She just, every time we come in there, she talks about, I can't believe they call him the Afro-American president-elect. Why has it got to be Afro-American? Why can't it just be president-elect? We have to hear her all the time, man. It's killing me.
Yeah, but it is a wildly, I mean, huge achievement. Don't you agree?
Yeah, I do agree. It's a huge achievement. But haven't you ever seen Barack Obama's mom?
Have we seen a Barack Obama's mom?
Yeah, man, he's not full black. His mom is white as snow.
Well, he's half black. He looks black to me.
Yeah, he does look black, but I mean, if you Google his images of his mom, she's whiter than you, Timmy.
Yeah, but if you see Barack Obama sitting and, you know, having dinner at the Palm or something, you'd say that's a black guy.
No, have you seen him compared to the rest of his family?
Well, listen, I'm not going to compare him to the rest of his family. I don't know many, you know, members of his brothers or sisters or his immediate family, but you still got to give him some credit, though.
I do. I give him some tips. I mean, he's obviously he's not. He's very a smart man. I mean, if he wasn't, he wouldn't be where he's at today. But still, I mean, people got to realize that he's not full black. He's white.
Well, let's say he's. I mean, you know, obviously he's 50% black. But you know, if you're, you know, if you're 50% black and you look like a black guy, you're a black dude. The, you know, the whole country thinks he's a black guy. The whole world thinks he's a black guy, except you.
Well, but I mean, I'm talking about what's true. I mean, what's obvious. He came from a black father and a white mother, so he can't be full black, right? If a Mexican guy married, a white man, a Mexican woman married a white man, does it make him Mexican or white or mixed? He's
but,
mixed.
You know, in today's society with everybody, you know, dating and marrying mixed races, it's going to be very tough to get somebody who's full-blooded anything.
Yeah, I agree with that, but...
All right, just give him a chance and don't bust his balls.
Yeah, well, love you, Timmy. Love you,
all right,
dad,
thank you,
the
sir.
Whole family, man.
Thank you, sir. All right, take care of yourself. Ryan in Pasadena, you're on 97.1 FM Talk.
I know the Obama family, and I believe they are a medium of blackness. They are enough blackness.
Hey, listen, again, if you know, you look at Barack Obama and put him next to John McCain and go, hey, which one's the black guy?
That's a black dude.
Unless you're colorblind, you got to go for Barack.
That's a black dude.
Right.
Hey, I got a question for you, Timmy.
Yes, sir.
I rarely listen to you anymore now that you don't have a partner, and I'm sorry.
That's
but,
all right. That'll happen. You know, some people drop off. Some people listen more. Some people listen less.
Yeah, I listen to the Think Tank, and kind of think you're a D. Did you? I just turned the show on like half an hour ago. Got home from work. Is Whitman, Steckler, Arsenio, someone going to be sitting next to you on a nightly basis?
It's not going to be Arsenio. He has too much money.
Okay, well, I didn't hear the first part of the show. Is it Whitman?
No,
it's Whitman.
Whitman is gone.
Whitman is gone because I did call in last Friday and say that if Obama wins, Whitless will be back.
Oh, yeah, man. You're in the think tank.
Yeah. But anyway, so is it going to be Steckler?
No, it's just going to be me. And if you don't like it, honestly, God, don't torture yourself and erase this station from your radio.
I think you should get Obama.
Yeah, I'd like to. All right, Ryan, I thank you for calling, but I don't know why you would. I mean, if you hate the show, I understand that. But I don't understand why you listen.
You are so friggin' nuts, you don't even know. You're one of the stupidest callers we've ever had.
Thank you, Dougie. Wish you were here right now to blast away at that guy. Yeah, there are some people who I can't stand on TV, and guess what? I don't watch them because it makes my blood boil. So don't listen. Rick and Redondo, you're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Jeez, it's about time. How you doing?
Hey, how are you, man? Thanks for holding on.
You know what? I love your show. I've listened to you since the beginning, and you're the best. To hell with that guy. Tell me where his address is. I'll go give him a call.
Hey, listen, if everybody liked you, you're doing a real bland piece of crap show.
Exactly. You know what? But come on. I got to be honest. Even though I love Whitman, I've been listening to you a lot more since he's not been on because there's more variety, and you're just hilarious. Who gives a crap? And I'm not trying to kiss your ass too much. And that was funny when the guy said the BS word earlier.
Oh, you heard that?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, I got dropped off the line, but anyway.
Oh, you heard it because you were on hold.
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
I was being flippant when I told your screener that my life hasn't changed at all since Obama got elected.
Right.
And what was the other guy? What did he say? Inaugurated? What did he say? What was that word he said? Jesus.
Yeah, it's a tough
did he
time
make that
with
word
the
up?
Inauguration.
Anyway, you know what? Honestly, I have to
It's
admit,
a tough word, though. I mean, can you pronounce it?
Inauguration? Inaugurating?
Yeah,
I
think
I don't know.
You got a little closer. But I have a tough time with that word as well.
I can
inauguration.
Guess what Jesse Jackson said.
Inauguration. Well, they should change that word.
Yeah. Inaugurated.
Inauguration.
It's almost on the verge of being racist there if you say it the wrong way.
Inauguration.
You know what I mean?
Anyway.
I have no idea what
you're
saying.
All right, so has your life changed at all since Obama's become president?
I got to be honest. I was being flippant when I told your screener that it didn't change, but I was on a cloud nine. Once he got hired, yeah.
You're right, he was hired.
Yeah, exactly. Right. But you know, because I felt like we're finally going to have some change, and I felt like being a Chicano, a Mexican-American,
right.
I felt like there's going to be a bit of a difference, and I'm a little guy, you know what I mean? I'm not one of these rich 250,000-plus guys. So I feel like at this point, I'll take any kind of change I can get.
Right.
You know, and what I do is I collect funds from people. And I have noticed firsthand, because I'm a fundraiser, firsthand how broke everybody is, man.
Oh, I know. You know, I noticed that last night. Was it last night? Yeah, last night. I went out to Baroni's restaurant in the Valley. They used to have a couple of locations. Now they got one on Oxnard and Woodman?
Woodman.
Great pizza, man. But I usually go out there on a Sunday with my daughter and while my wife is at her workout class. And it's usually a 10-20 minute wait, maybe sometimes half hour. There's nobody there last night.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, and I've heard that from a bunch of restaurants, that the high-end restaurants are still doing well, but the mid-range restaurants are getting killed. And I couldn't believe it. We walked in, got a table, you know, in 2 seconds, never had to wait. And there were a bunch of tables that are empty. I just hope that you guys support Baroni's, because I've had two locations close on me, the one in Toluca Lake and the one in Sherman Oaks. So please, for God's sakes, keep this restaurant busy in the Valley. It's got a great pizza, great sauce. It's a throwback to like the 60s and 70s, great Italian restaurant. Baroni's in the Valley on Oxnard and Woodman.
I know. I can't support this thing by myself. I need some help here.
You go out there?
I go out there a lot. It's so
one of those square pizzas, huh?
I love the square pizzas.
Oh, man. It's like, and the salad there is just amazing.
I know, but right now, I'm supporting the entire restaurant.
I know. And you're going to, you can't do that. You're going to kill yourself.
I can only order 10, 20 pizzas a week.
All right. Let's talk to, let's find out what's going on with the news at 9 o'clock with Gina Grad, everybody. Look at that. What's going on with that there, news?
There is a lot going on, Tim. Obama hits the ground running with self-deprecating humor, and Jay Leno is probably off Joy Behar's Christmas list. We'll talk about this and more after the break.
I saw that video clip. You're not going to believe what Jay Leno calls Joy Behar on the air. We'll have that audio for you when we come back. You'll remember this for a long time. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. We are live on 97.1 FM Talk.